Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Southern Gothic is a podcast that explores the history behind the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and most chilling ghost stories. But today, we aren't hitting the history books. We're going to go down to the campfire for our annual Halloween tradition of 13 spooky tales over the course of 13 nights. The city of Eatonton, Georgia is located just southeast of Atlanta, about a third of the way out to Savannah, which, for all y'all Civil War folks, means that General Sherman absolutely made his way through this town during his infamous march to the sea. But here's the thing, since the town wasn't a military outpost, he didn't do too much damage to private property. His troops basically just destroyed a few miles of railroad tracks and moved on. As a result, there are quite a few beautiful antebellum mansions there in Eatonton that have survived after all of these years. And of course, some of them got ghosts, right? Now y'all, this is the final weekend before Halloween, so I'm sure y'all are all excited. So we're gonna go on out to a place called Panola Hall and talk about a spirit that Nancy Roberts calls, quote, the snootiest ghost in Georgia. She's a woman in white who supposedly resided there at this mansion since at least the 1860s. In 1876, Dr. and Mrs. Benjamin W. Hunt purchased an antebellum home in Eatonton, Georgia, and named it Panola Hall. But it wasn't long after the couple moved into their new mansion that they realized something was different there. The beautiful Greek Revival-style building that they had just bought was haunted. Mrs. Hunt was the first to come into contact with this resident spirit, who showed up in the library one day while she was quietly reading. The apparition was that of a beautiful young woman, and she was wearing a white hoop-skirted dress and had a red rose tucked in her hair. But much to the chagrin of Mrs. Hunt, the woman was laughing at her. Well, obviously she did not like this, so she stood up and shouted angrily at the spirit, pressing, "Why are you laughing at me in my own house?" But as soon as the words left Mrs. Hunt's mouth, the apparition disappeared. Of course, at the time, Mrs. Hunt didn't realize it, but this was going to be the first of many encounters she'd have with this spirit, who she eventually came to call by the name Sylvia, a reference to a character in Shakespeare's comedy, Two Gentlemen of Verona. But here's the thing about this particular spirit. As pretty as she was also awful pretentious and seemed to only appear to the Hunt's guests, who she deemed to be her social equals. And y'all, what that meant? Not a lot of folks got to meet her. But many claim to see her apparition through the upstairs window, a place where she can even purportedly still be seen to this very day. Now, over the years, there have been many different theories as to who this woman was in life. After all, When the Hunts purchased the mansion, it was only 20 years old, so it wasn't like it had some long, drawn-out history of tragedy upon tragedy like other antebellum properties we've explored. But y'all, I bet you can guess where this folklore is going to take us, because after all, this is the South, and Sylvia is an apparition of a young, beautiful woman wearing a white dress, the type of ghost we have covered time and time again. Well, there are two legends that have come to be down there in Eatonton, Georgia, and in both, you probably guessed, Sylvia was engaged to be married. The first claims that Sylvia was a house guest staying at the property during the Civil War, and that her fiancé was a soldier in the Confederate Army. Unfortunately, one day, word came that he had been killed on the battlefield. And upon hearing this, Sylvia was so heartbroken she threw herself out the second floor window, where folks claim to see her today. The more popular local legend, though, claims her death was not a suicide, that it was actually an accident. According to this tale, Sylvia's parents had arranged for her to marry a man from Eatonton who Sylvia did not like at all. So, on the day they were to be wed, when everyone had come to town and the church was decorated and the home was filled with people, Sylvia attempted to flee by climbing out of the window on the second floor. But, in the process, she fell into a large trunk and was trapped inside. Well, after a while, her family came looking for her, and they found her room empty, and since the window was open, they just assumed she had fled. So they closed up that bedroom and locked the door and didn't open it for years. Well, no matter which story you believe to have caused Sylvia's purported apparition, here at Panola Hall, it's not exactly a heartwarming tale. But today, folks say that Sylvia brings positive energy to the house, and her apparition is often accompanied by the sweet smell of roses. That being said, the property is still a private residence. So, being the snooty ghost that Sylvia is, she's awful lucky to not have to deal with many visitors. However, it is said that the windows of her bedroom are always open, so folks who pass by just might get a chance to catch a glimpse of that beautiful, heartbroken girl for themselves. Southern Gothic is an independent podcast produced by siblings Brianne and Brandon Schecksnyder, and this mini-episode was part of our annual Campfire Stories, a series to get you in the spirit for Halloween. We'll be back with an all-new, full-length episode on October 31st. So y'all stick around, if you dare.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you get when you take two childhood friends with a passion for unexplored history and a whole lot of booze?
You get us, Queens Podcast.
And here at Queens, we are spilling the tea on all kinds of women from history.
From New Orleans voodoo queen, Marie Laveau, to Marie Antoinette, and everything in between.
Each queen is paired with a cocktail recipe that will totally get you in the mood to hear the fun, dramatic, and juicy stories of fascinating women from history.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheers.